In today's story, two friends learn the logistics of running a fulfilling business. When I say fulfilling, I mean this literally. We're talking about order fulfillment. In their first month of operation, they handled 3,000 orders for a Kickstarter project. They then grew the project substantially using a campaign of being helpful on Reddit. We'll discuss that strategy a bit more in the wrap-up. So you got a lot going on here. Two friends working together doesn't always work so well. Handling a specific business that can be pretty tough, fulfillment. You've got all kinds of logistics to handle, lots of things that can go wrong. They also didn't have much money when they got started. They were also pretty young. But since this is a Side Hustle School case study and not a Failure Friday episode, you might imagine that things turned out pretty well. That's the conclusion. But let's talk about how we got there. College friends start Utah Fulfillment Center. Story is coming right up. You know the old adage, don't work with family or friends. You might have even heard it from me. Well, today's side hustlers had heard it all before too, but decided to go ahead with their business idea anyway. Nick Malowinski and Parker Barnes are friends from Utah. Nick graduated college recently and landed a job as a data engineer, while Parker is still in school working towards his degree. Parker had a bit of experience working for a towel company, packing orders in the warehouse, where he saw firsthand how to run the business. He thought the concept was fairly simple and figured he could start an e-commerce fulfillment center out of his college house's garage. Meanwhile, Nick had worked in a fulfillment center one summer during high school, so he knew a bit about the business as well. But they didn't know if the concept was as simple as it seemed, so they dug in and did some research about operations, costs, and competition. After going down the Google rabbit hole, they learned that the fulfillment market, officially known as third-party logistics, was pretty saturated. There were just a lot of companies that did it. Good news was the industry was fragmented and undifferentiated. That meant there was still room for someone new in their area. Nick and Parker decided to cater to small businesses and startups, which appeared to be underserved. Their research showed that this target market was usually stuck with poor support and high order minimums, so they set up with an emphasis on better customer service. They knew they wouldn't be able to compete on price because fulfillment is labor intensive, so they had to stand out in other ways. But they had at least one big problem. They didn't have any warehouse space. Furthermore, they didn't want to commit to a lease when they didn't have any clients. A real chicken and egg situation. Nick and Parker had to get creative, and quickly. After 500 cold emails, 200 Facebook messages, and 50 direct messages on Reddit, they secured their first clients, which included a local Utah Kickstarter project that had secured 3,000 orders, also a German map company, and a couple smaller brands. This gave them enough projected cash flow to lease some warehouse space that they found on Utah's version of Craigslist. Luckily, the space came with racking already installed and a forklift that the landlord let them use. OTW Shipping launched in November 2020 and had positive cash flow 2 months later. Nick and Parker were bootstrapping the business with their own money. All in all, they spent about $5,000 on legal fees, packaging, a security deposit for the space, and warehouse management software. The first big hurdle they had to overcome was postage, which they had to pay themselves for that Kickstarter project with 3,000 orders to ship. Because they knew they'd be getting repaid soon, Nick and Parker borrowed $10,000 from their parents as a three-day loan. This was easier than applying for a credit line from their bank for such a short period of time. To get more clients, they searched for terms relating to fulfillment every day and responded to posts using those keywords by giving helpful advice. People then messaged them for more details, and they would go from there. The process worked so well that they're still getting leads from comments they left on Reddit a year ago. They also use SEO. One of their competitors has people searching for pricing and reviews every day. So Nick and Parker use keywords from those searches to get leads. They create content using their own analysis of their competitors' services and pricing, which leads people to their business instead of a competition. Building a business as friends has its challenges, but Nick and Parker make it work. They have found their friendship has helped them be better partners because they trust each other and they can call each other out when needed without fearing any repercussions. As they put it, nobody's going to get fired for being brutally honest. In fact, having different viewpoints gives them a balanced perspective. OTW Shipping hit $1 million in revenue in its first 12 months in business, moving over 120,000 packages. The business recently relocated to a 20,000 square foot facility, and Nick and Parker are on track to triple their revenue in the next year. They now have two full-time employees, as well as a few part-timers, and they're serving over 30 clients. As for what's next, well, they're hoping to run the business together for a few years and then sell it for a new adventure. A couple words of advice from Nick. Nick believes boring businesses are the best businesses. He says everyone wants to build a unicorn with a novel idea, but in reality, you're much more likely to be successful starting a window washing company, or perhaps in his case, a third-party fulfillment service. I've talked about boring businesses before. I think that is indeed helpful advice. And speaking of being helpful, I love the Reddit campaign of providing helpful answers, searching out threads and forum posts where people are asking questions about logistics, providing helpful answers, not being overly salesy, but you know, just being a reference point and being available, you know, if people have questions. And you know, as we see in this story, that often leads to client relationships. You just have to do it the right way. So you have to be helpful without being salesy, but also don't be afraid to mention your service. Got to find that balance there. Speaking of balance, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/2068. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Subscribe or follow wherever you like to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.